Today's shir is Masechta Kedushin Daf Yudalad. We will begin Beis Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Yud Gimel Mabeis, the bottom line. We had learned in our Mishnah by Yevama Niknas Babia that the way a Yevama becomes the Yevama of a brother-in-law, husband dies without children, that the wife becomes a Yevama. The way that happens, says the Gemara, is with Bia. The Mishnah said with Bia. Says the Gemara, how do we know Babiya ben Dalan? And included in this question is actually, how do we know only Biya works? Why not one of the other methods of Kenyan should work? Kesef, Shtar, like it works by every other woman who gets married. Answers the Gemara, Amakra, because the Pasuk says, Yavama, Yava Lev, Lachalai Isha. The Torah Kedosh says quite explicitly that the way the wife becomes, the way he takes her for a wife, is through Bia. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara of Ema, maybe we should learn, L'kulam elsa b'isha. In all situations, she's going to be like a wife. And since, as we've been learning extensively in our Masechta, that a wife becomes the wife of a husband through Bia, so the Gemara, through Kesef Shtar as well. So ask the Gemara, maybe what's meant to say is that she becomes a wife like any other woman. Answers the Gemara, Lo Salka Datach. It doesn't make sense to learn that way. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Yochel Kesef Shtar Gomer Ba. We would think that Kesef Shtar make the Yavam into the Yavam's wife. Kederach Shabia Gomerispa, just like Bia makes the Yavam's wife. Tamlam v'yivma. V'yivma means Bia. Bia Gomerispa, and the Torah Kedosh is teaching us that the only way she becomes his wife is through Bia. Then Kasav Shtar Gomerba, no other method will make her his wife. Meima, ask the Gemara, my v'yivma, who says that the definition of v'yivma means that only Bia makes her his wife? Maybe what the Torah is teaching us, a halacha that we learned many times in Masechta Yevamos, v'yivma, the Baal Korcha Miyabim, that if the Yavam does Bia in his Yevama, she automatically becomes his wife, even if it was against her will. Answers the Gemara, Im Kain, if that's what the Pasuk was coming to teach us, Lema Kra, it would be sufficient for the Pasuk to say the word V'yiben. Mai, what does the Torah add the word Hey? The Torah adds the word Hey, Shmamina Tarti, to teach us two halachas. Number one, that the only way a woman becomes the wife of the Yavam is through Bia, not through any method. And the other halacha is that this happens even Baal Karcha, even when it's against her will, as long as there was Bia between the Yavam and the Yavam, she becomes his wife. We learned that how does Yavama no longer have an obligation for Yibam? Either b'chalitza, when the Yavam does chalitza, or b'mises habal. Ask the Gemara, Menolam, who says that chalitza is the mitzvah that the Torah put on the Yavam, but maybe the Torah tells the Yavam, if you don't want to do Bia with your sister-in-law, so then you're going to have to do chalitza. But who says that through the chalitza, she may marry anyone else? Says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says regarding chalitza, v'nikra shmai b'Yisrael beis chalutza nal. After chalitza is conducted, the Torah says, "V'nikra shmar b'Yisrael beis chalutza nal." And the Torah is teaching us that what it means is, "Kim shechalatz." Once chalitza is accomplished, "Kim shechalatz b'nal." Once the yavam did chalitza, "Hotra l'kol Yisrael," she becomes muta to marry anyone. So as we learn now about chalitza, there's a very fundamental question that we need to understand. I'll say the question the way the Cheshukei Chemed, discusses the question that he was asked. But the fundamental is not really the fundamental issue is not really related to the question the way he poses it. The question that he discusses is that there was a couple who were married for 2 years, and then after 2 years, they separated, and they never really got divorced. They never had a get. And then after many years, the husband passed away. At that point, the husband and his brothers were all living in Eretz Yisrael, and the Yavama was in Chutz Laretz. And the question that the Shushuki Chema discusses is there an obligation on the brothers to spend funds to go to Chutz Laretz to find the sister-in-law with whom the brother obviously did not enjoy a decent relationship in order to do the mitzvah of Chalitza. And what is the question that he's really discussing? The question that he's really discussing is how do we look at the mitzvah of Chalitza? Do we look at the mitzvah of Chalitza that there's a mitzvah? That even though the sister-in-law, the Yavama that we're speaking about in our shir today, is not interested in getting remarried, she doesn't need the Chalitza in order to get remarried. Is there a mitzvah to do Chalitza even when it's not for the purpose of being able to help this woman get remarried? And he actually suggests that it's a big machloikus achroinim. He says the opinion of Martha Bennett, the Emek Yeshua, the Emek Shaila, is that Chalitza is a mitzvah chayuvis. It's a mitzvah that the Yavam is obligated to do on behalf of his brother-in-law, on behalf of his brother who passed away without children. On the other hand, he quotes the Ein Yitzchak and the Chassam Sofer, who both are of the opinion that the purpose of the mitzvah of Yibum is that the sister-in-law should be able to get remarried. But if there's no such interest, then there's no obligation to do the mitzvah of Yibum. Now he adds another dimension. And the dimension that he adds is that even if we'll say that it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, that there's an obligation on the brother-in-law, on the brother to do Yibum, on the brother-in-law, the question is, how far is one obligated to spend the money, and as we mentioned in our case, to go to Chutz Laretz? Because again, we learned in Masechta Gittin that one is not supposed to leave Eretz Yisrael, only Lidvar Mitzvah. And actually, the definition of a Bar Mitzvah, Dvar Mitzvah, when we learned that Gemara, is actually a very loose interpretation. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tuf Kuf Lamed Aleph Sifkaton Yud says that as far as being able to leave Eretz Yisrael for Dvar Mitzvah, even if you're just going to visit a friend that would appreciate you visiting him, or you're going to earn money, and we're not talking about just basic panasa, the halacha is that that's already considered Dvar Mitzvah. So he says that it seems that the appropriate thing to do is, if possible, to go to Chutz Laretz. He says we can't obligate this brother-in-law to go to Chutz Laretz, but he says it's the right thing to do those that hold that it's a mitzvah to do Yibum, they are of the opinion that it's a big taiva for the neshama that was nifter. So they're doing a taiva for the brother-in-law who left the world. And it's certainly mutter. And of course, one is supposed to spend his money in order to do a mitzvah. So he says he can't say that you're obligated to do it, but he certainly seems to say it's the right thing to do. Ask the Gemara, hi, this pasuk that says Yisrael, so we're learning that pasuk is coming to teach us that after Yibum is done, the Yavama may marry anyone. Ask the Gemara, isn't that pasuk needed for what Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda taught us? The pasuk says, be Yisrael, to learn from here, bebezdin shal Yisrael, v'loy bebezdin, and the proper girsa, as Tosfos points out, v'loy bebezdin shal gerim. Because to teach us that loy bebezdin shal, That goes without saying that a Bezdin Shalayv de Kachavim, we quoted the Gemara more than once. The Pasuk says, Eilam Mishpatim, Asher Tosum Lefneim, V'loy Lefneya Akum, that we're not supposed to take a case to non-Jewish court. But here, there's a new din, because the Torah says, Mikarev Achecho, Tosum Alecho Melech, and the Gemara Masechet Yevamos Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis teaches us from that pasuk that Kol Simos Shatup Mesim. Whenever you appoint a bezdin or a position of authority, Lo Yehei Ela Mikarev Achecha. And that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us, that the halacha is that such a bezdin of a gerim aren't qualified to do a din Torah. There's a discussion in the Rishonim, once we have that Gemara, why is there a need for a special limud by this Gemara? So some want to suggest that under normal circumstances, if one's father is Jewish, but his mother, if one's father is not Jewish, but his mother is Jewish, he's considered a Jew. As far as Yibam is concerned, the members of the Bezdin for the Yibam should be individuals who both parents, the father and the mother, are Jewish. So it says, so ask the Gemara, why, how can we say that the Pasuk Yisrael is coming to teach us that after the Yibam, she can marry anybody? We already know that from, we need the Pasuk to teach us, from Yisrael to teach us that you can't use a Bezdin of Gerim. Answers the Gemara, Trei Yisrael Ksivi. The Pasuk uses the word Yisrael twice, so it's available to teach us both that you can't use a Bezdin of Gerim, and to teach us that once Chalitza is accomplished, she can marry any Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, but we still need the Pasuk Yisrael for something else. The Katam Ibn Lechretanya, Amr Yehuda, Pamachas, Hayinu Yoshel Lefnei Reb Tarfon, we were once sitting in front of Reb Tarfon, Abasa Yivam Alachlitz, and Yivama came to have Chalitza, Vamalon Anu Kulchev Amru, Chalutz Hanal, Chanutz Alam. That's the obligation that Yisrael, the Gemara is learning, teaches us that everybody who attends the Chalitza has to announce Chalutz al Nal. So again, how could the Yisrael be available for that? Answers the Gemara, Hahu, that halacha we learn from V'nikra Shmoy Nafka, that we make that announcement. We learned further that another way that the Yivama is able to marry anyone is B'misas HaYavam, that through the death of the Yavam, she can marry anyone. Ask the Gemara Menalam, from where do we know that halacha? Answers the Gemara, because we learn the following kavachoyma. My Eishas Ish Shebechenek. If an Eishas Ish has an adulterous relationship, the punishment she gets is chenek. Yet, as we learned in our previous year, Misas Habal Matirasa. When a husband passes away, that Isser no longer exists. Yavama Shebelav. So certainly the Yavama, who the entire Isser for her to have relations with someone else is only a lav, certainly like Kolshkein, that the Isser of the, that Isser is lifted. Taisus makes a point to say that when we speak about Isurim, we don't typically start judging them by the degree. And therefore, the point is that we don't, it's not a Kavachaymer, it's just a Mamatsinu. If we learned the halacha is that when a husband dies, a wife can marry anyone, so too should be the halacha by a yavama. But ask the Gemara, Mal Eishas Ish, she can yoitz beget. An Eishas Ish could also dissolve her marriage through a get. Time bazu, whereas a yavama, she any yoitz beget, a get is not an option. So the Gemara, but yes, the yavama may not have the option of a get, hanami yoitz bechalitza. So there's a way to dissolve it besides the death of the Yavam. Says the Gemara, El Malei Shishish, the reason the Gemara suggests we can't learn from Neshishish, because Sheken Oyser Matira. Who is the one that made her into Neshishish? Her husband. Who's the one that lifts the Isser of Neshishish? Her husband, by passing away. But Yavama, the one that made her Usser was her husband. The one that makes her Mutter is the Yavam. Amma Ravashi, Hanami Yavam Oyser Matira. Here too, there's the same concept, because it's the Yavam Oysra. Because if a husband were to pass away without any children, and without any brothers, she would be allowed to get married. What prevents her from being able to get married? The fact that she has a yavam. So it's the yavam who makes her also to make anyone, to marry anyone. And it's therefore also the yavam who sharila, who creates the heter that is passing, that he can marry anyone. Ask the Gemara, every Eshes Ish should be able to terminate her marriage with a chalitza, because we should make the following kal v'chomer, or ma yavama, sheni yotze beget. If yavama doesn't, a get is not an option for her, yotze b'chalitza. But as we've learned in our shiur today, chalitza does break the zika between the yavam and the yavama. Zu, show an Eshes Ish, she yotze beget, that a get could break that marriage, ain't it then? She yotze b'chalitza, answers the Gemara, amakra, Sefer Krisis, when the Torah says the cost of law, Sefer Krisis, we learn from here, Sefer Karsa, that only the get could separate them, Vein Deva Acher Karsa, nothing else. Ask the Gemara, V'tei Yavama Yoytze Beget Mekal V'chomer. So now the Gemara asks the other way around. A get should be able to dissolve the Zika with the following Kal V'chomer. Umay Eshesish, Shein Yoytze B'chalitza. If an Eshesish, Chalitza doesn't work. Yoytze beget, a get does terminate the marriage. So certainly zu or yavama, she yoytze bechalitza, that the chalitza could terminate the zika. Ain't it din she yoytze beget, a get should certainly have that ability. Answers the Gemara, amakra, the pasuk says, kocha yasal ish, and the Gemara is learning now, kocha likuva. Wherever the Torah used the word kocha, what the Torah means to say is, kocha, this is the only option, there are no other options. Ask the Gemara, is that true? If the Torah indicates that something is absolutely essential, ask the Gemara, is that true that there's no other options and there's no kal v'chomer that could introduce other options? Ask the Gemara under those circumstances, lo darshi kal v'chomer, hayom kippurim. Ask the Gemara, when we speak about, as we're going to, speak about the avodah of Yom Kippur. We know that Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to bring Shnei Seirim, and he has to make a Goyrel, and through the Goyrel, one is designated as a Karmel Chatos, and one is designated as Sol LaAzazel. And the Pasuk says, Goyrel. The Torah says, V'nosa Arna Shnei Seirim Goyrolois, Goyrel Echel Hashem, Goyrel Echel HaZazel, that the proper way of designating these two animals are through a Goyrel. And the Torah also uses the words, V'hoysalachem chukas oilam. The words V'hoysalachem chukas oilam again indicate that this is the only way it can be done. Yet, with Tanya, the Brisa teaches us V'sachatas, to teach us a girl isachatas, that the only way one of these animals could be designated in Yom Kippur is through a chatas, V'ein Hashem isachatas. But just by verbal designation, that this should animal should be the chatas, and this animal should be the azazo, is not adequate. Shiyachal, because says the Gemara, we might have thought, V'loya dinhu, we could have maybe made the following kal v'chomer. V'ma b'mokim shloi kiddush agoril. Under normal circumstances, when somebody has to bring two kabonis, the halacha is you have to, under certain circumstances, you have to bring two birds. One bird is a chatas, and one bird is a oil. The loy kiddush agoril. And goril is not the method through identifying which bird should be what. But Kiddush Hashem, saying, declaring that this bird should be the oil and this bird should be the chatas, works. So Makim on Yom Kippur, Shekiddush HaGoyrel, where Goyrel works, as we just learned the Pasuk says so, and Adin, so certainly ask the Gemara through this Kal V'chomer, we should conclude Shekiddush Hashem, that declaration should also be effective. Tamaloymer, that's why the Torah says, again, the words Vasa Chatas, to teach us from here, HaGoyrol Oysachatas, the only way they can be designated is through a Goyrol, Ben Hashem Oysachatas, not through any other type of declaration. What do we see? How do we get to that halacha? Because Tama, the Mate Kro, because the Pasuk, as we just learned, taught it to us explicitly. HaLav Hachi, had we not had this Pasuk, Dar Shinan, we would have learned the Kal V'chomer. But the question is, why, how can we learn a Kal V'chomer? Afgav d'ksebe chukah. The Torah uses the word chukah, which we said means that when the Torah uses that word, that word means only this way, and kavachomers are no longer an option. Answers the Gemara. So the Gemara comes up with another reason how we know that a get would not be affected by Yavama. The Torah says, by a get, kikich ish ishiv kosov, law cipher crisis. So the Torah teaches us from the word law, by regular wife, by regular ishish, a get is an option, v'loy v'yavam, but not by Yavama. Answers, ask them of Emo, but we've learned so many times in Masech the Gittin that the word the law is to teach us the halacha of Lashma. Answers the Gemara that the get has to be written Lashma. Answers the Gemara, Trey Law Ksivi. The Torah says the word law twice. Says the Gemara, but we still have different needs for the psukim of law. We need one time that the Torah says the word law to teach us the get has to be written Lashma. Vidach, law v'chavrteah, to teach us that if a husband has two wives with identical names, you can't use one get for both of those wives. Each wife needs her own get. So we're still with our question, how do we know that a get is not effective by a yavama? El amakra, the pasuk says, v'nikra b'shma b'yisrael beis chalutza nal, teaches us the Gemara nal in, only through the chalitza procedure does the yavama become mutter, midachrin ala, not through any other procedure. Ask the Gemara, v'hai nal, lachi adaso, is that what we learn from the word nal? Ask the Gemara, hamebay le'lechatanya, isn't it to teach us, the Torah says, that v'nikshi yavamta v'cholza nal ma'al ragloi, only ela nala. We only know that if the shoe belongs to the yavam, is an effective chalitza. Benal shakol adam inale. How do we know that if it doesn't belong to him, it'll be effective? Tamaloimer nal. The Torah used the word nal a number of times. Riba to teach us that even if the yavam doesn't own the shoe, it still could be used for chalitza. Imkain. If that's the case, matam aloimer naloi. What does the Torah mean with saying naloi his shoe? To teach us naloi royaloi. It has to be a shoe that fits. Prat legodl sheni yochel alchboi. If the shoe is so large that the yavam can't walk in it, or prat lekotin, or if the shoe is so small sheni chayfes roy ragloi, it doesn't cover most of the foot of the yavam. That shoe cannot be used for chalitza, or prat lemesulayim shein leakav, a shoe that doesn't have a heel. That all of these types of shoes cannot be used for chalitza. So we need the pasuk to teach us that halacha. So how can we say that the pasuk is coming to teach us that a get is not effective? Answers the Gemara. Imkain, if that's what all we needed to learn from the pasuk, imkain nichtav kra nal. It would be adequate for the Torah to say nal. Mai, what did the Torah say? Hanal shaman atati, to teach us two halachas, that what type of shoe has to be used, and moreover, not just what type of shoe has to be used, but that chalitza is the only method that will work to dissolve the zika between the yavam and the yavama, not a get. Our Gemara begins now to the sugya of Eved Ivri. And as we begin the sugya of Eved Ivri, there are a number of different ways how one can become an Eved Ivri. One is, if somebody stole and he doesn't have the ability to pay back, the halacha is, Bezdin sell him in order to be able to collect the money that he owes for stealing. Another case is when somebody just sells himself to be an Eved to another Jew. Another case is somebody sells himself to be an Eved to a Nachri. And then there's an Amar Avriya, who, as we're going to be learning in our Shurim, have its own sets of situation. Our Mishnah is not referring to a situation where somebody was sold to a Nachri. When an Eved is sold to a Nachri, the only option how to sell him is with kesef. All the other types of mechir, kinyonim, don't work by a nachri. And Michas Chinuch said the only way that a Beis Din could sell somebody an Ivri is only to another Jew. If a Beis Din says the Michas Chinuch, were to sell an Ivri to a Nachri, the sale would be invalid. Moreover, the Rambam says Beis Din can only sell an individual as an Eved Ivri if he's over nine years old. The Rambam also says that if a Jew becomes very poor and he doesn't have the ability to survive, so that Torah says, "V'kiyamach achicha imach v'nimkalach," if your friend, if your fellow Jew becomes so impoverished, v'nimkalach, that that he could be sold to another Jew, but to a Jew should never himself sell. Even a Jew should never sell himself to Nachri. However, the halacha is if he did sell himself to Nachri, even though he did what he should not have done, the mechira is valid, but it is the obligation of the family, particularly as we're going to learn, to redeem him, that he shouldn't become so assimilated with the Nachri. We're also going to learn that whenever Ivri is sold to a Jew, under certain circumstances, the Eved Ivri the owner of the Eved Ivri is allowed to give him a Shifcha Kananis to marry, and not to marry, but to live with and have children. And we're going to learn under which circumstances that is the case. The Ramban, based on that halacha, explains that when we speak about the ownership of an Eved Ivri, there are two elements. One is that he becomes his property, and the other element is that it becomes a Kinyan Isser, that he's allowed to live with the Shifcha Kananis in the circumstances that she's allowed to. So begins the Mishnah, Eved Ivri Nikah B'Kesef B'Shtar, and Eved Ivri could be sold with Kesef or Shtar, the Kana Atzmai, and he gets his freedom, B'Shonim, because he's never an Eved Ivri for more than 6 years, or B'Yovel, when Yovel comes, even if it's the middle of the six-year term, he goes out, or B'Groin Kesef. So as we've explained number of times in our Shurim, the definition of Geroin Kesef is that the example we give is, as we just learned, the typical term of a Eved Ivri is 6 years. So if an Eved Ivri is sold for $60, every year represents $10. So if he worked for 3 years, he goes free. And now after 3 years, he's going to go free. So he has to give $30. And as I saw the Rishonim point out, that there's a tremendous generosity involved here. Because many times, the second half of the term, the Eved is a much stronger, better Eved than during the first half of the term. We don't take that into consideration. The halacha is that he's an Eved for all those. There's an equal disbursement of those $10 for all the years. The Meshech Chachma discusses what would be the halacha that if an Eved Ivri was sold for 6 years, and then during that term, Yovel, which was supposed to take place, was abolished. The Beis HaMikdash became destroyed, and there's no Yovel. What would be the halacha? Does the halacha say that he can never be an Eved for more than 6 years? Or maybe, since he could have been an Eved for more than 6 years, that if he's Nirtza, if he, as we're going to learn, and under those circumstances he's an Eved La'olam. Here, La'olam won't mean Yovel, suggests the Meshech Chachma. Here, La'olam will be exactly forever. Yisrael of Amavriya, when we speak about an Amavriya has one more halacha, how she could be freed. Kainas Asma B'Simonim. If after she becomes 12 years old, she brings Tishtei Saris, the halacha is that she goes out. It matters no how long, doesn't make a difference how long or not long she was working for the Ovid. There's a machlokes rishayim. If a woman can ever sell herself for a amavriya, some say that the halacha of amavriya is only a father could sell a daughter for amavriya. Never could a girl, a woman herself, sell herself for amavriya. And nirtza. So as we just mentioned, if a Eved Ivri after the 6 years wants to remain still an Eved Ivri, so the halacha is nikna bertzia, he becomes the property of the owner for this extended term by having a hole made in his right ear, as the Gemara is going to teach us. The kindness atzma b'yovel, when will he go free? He's going to go free when yovel comes, or the Mises Odin, when his owner passes away. It is important as we speak about an Eved Ivri, there's a number of very important halachas. One halacha is that one has to treat an Eved Ivri with the greatest respect. And the Torah says, Loisir deba befarach. Eved Ivri has to be treated with great respect. Not only does that mean that one may not abuse him in the work that he does, but on the moreover, the Torah says, Imcha b'machal, imcha b'mishta. The Torah Kedoshah teaches us that the Eved Ivri has to be not just not overworked, but he has to be treated with great, great respect. Now, there's a very big machlokes rishonim. As we explained, what is the definition of groin kesef? As we explained, we take the purchase price and we amortize it over the 6 years. What would be the halacha when the Eved was not bought through kesef? Our Mishnah just taught us there are other methods how to purchase an Eved. So it seems that some Rishonim are of the opinion that we don't have an opportunity for groin kesef only when the Eved was bought through kesef. Tosfos Rid disagrees. And the Tosfos Rid says that groin kesef is even possible when he wasn't bought for a specific price. But groin kesef can be done through market value. We look at what the value of the Eved was at the time of purchase. And as we said, divided by six. And every year is a sixth of that price. There's also an interesting question. We just spoke about an Eved Ivri being able to go out free through Geroin Kesef. What will be the halacha? Could an Eved Ivri that's a Nirtza go out through Geroin Kesef? So many connect this to the Machloikas Rishonim of Rashi and the Tosfos Rid that we just suggested. According to Rashi, Geroin Kesef is only an option when the Eved was purchased for money. But as we also just learned, an Eved Ivri, a Nirtza, there's no money exchanged for the Eved Ivri to become a Nirtza. And therefore, under those circumstances, obviously, Geroin Kesef is not an option. But there are those that suggest, according to Tosfos Rid, that we don't have to look if money was actually transferred. We just look at the market value. If we look at the market value, so Nirtza also has a market value, and since he has the market value, we could do Geroin Kesef that way. The Shem Shmuel, quoting his father David Nezer, says that why is the Eved Ivri only work for 6 years? What is the significance, he says, of the number six that's the limit of the amount of the term of the normal term of an Eved Ivri? He says, because the number seven represents Shabbos. And he says, what does Shabbos represent? He says Shabbos represents when we all go free. So just like Shabbos represents the day of Menucha, the day when a Jew becomes free from all obligations, he could be separated just for Hashem. So therefore, the number seven contradicts Avdus. You can't be an Eved and at the same time keep the concept of Shabbos. Since you can't be an Eved and at the same time keep the concept of Shabbos, that's why the maximum term of Avdus is 6 years. And following that line of reasoning, he says, that's why the Gemara, the Mishnah, kept on telling us that the Eved Ivri, once Yovel comes, is no longer an Eved Ivri. He says, because Yovel represents the greatest degree of freedom. We cross and draw, Ba'aretz, L'chol Yishver. Yovel represents total freedom. So Avdus, which means being enslaved to someone else, is just the opposite of being an Eved Ivri. Therefore, he says, certainly, an Eved Ivri cannot continue his term into Yovel. So, begins the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, Eved Ivri nikna b'kesef. An Eved Ivri can become an Eved Ivri through kesef. Ask the Gemara Menolon, from where did we notice halacha? Answers the Gemara. The Pasuk says, Amakra, when the Pasuk speaks about this type of way of freeing himself, of growing kesef, and the Torah used the words mekesef meknasoi. So obviously, says the Gemara, malam shenekna bekesef. Ashkechan, but ask the Gemara, this pasuk is referring to an Eved Ivri, hanimkal av kechavim, an Eved Ivri that was sold to an Akum. Why? Because such an Eved, we could understand why kesef would be effective there. Because hoyel, v'kal kinyana bekesef, that's the only way Akum kadu kinyonim. How do we know, asked the Gemara, that Nimkel Yisrael, whenever Ivri was sold to Yisrael, Manolon, that Kesef is effective? Answers the Gemara, the Torah, when it speaks at Alma Avriya, going free, says the Torah, Amakra, Imra Be'en Adonash, La Yada Vehefta. So the Torah says that the Amma could get itself free. Melamed, She Regaraspa Kajayna Vyaitza. So we just learned that Geroin Kesef is affected by an Amavriya. So ask the Gemara, Ashkechan Amavriya. So that's a good source to teach us that an Amavriya has Geroin Kesef. And that's why it would be a proof that she's bought by Kesef. Why would that make much sense? Hoyo, Omigdash of Kesef, since as we've been learning throughout a Masechta, you could be Mekadish, a woman with Kesef. And that's why we're going to say, Mikni b'kesef, she also could become a shifcha through kesef. However, that doesn't speak to an Eved Ivri. So we're back to our original question. Eved Ivri Menolon. How do we know that an Eved Ivri could become an Eved Ivri through kesef? Answers the Gemara Amakra. The Pasuk says, Ki yimkalcha achicha ivri oya avriya, v'avotcha shei shonim, makish ivri le'avriya. So says the Gemara, what the Torah is saying is they're connected. So if we just learned that Amma Avriya could become an Amma Avriya through Kesef, so too must be the halacha about Eved Ivri. Ask the Gemara, Ashkecha Machru Bezdin. That we could find when Bezdin sells somebody. In that case, as we described when we learned the Mishnah, Hoyeva Nimka Bakarchai, since he was sold by Bezdin, he didn't have the funds to repay what he stole. So there the halacha is, Kimacher, when it's sold by somebody else, Kimacher, when somebody else, when Bezdin sold him, that's where the halacha is that it's done with Kesef. And the Torah is connecting that's the halacha both by Ivri and Ivriya. But ask the Gemara, Macher, Atzim, and Olan, how do we know when one sells himself that the halacha as well is that it can be done with Kesef? Answers the Gemara, Yal of Socher, Socher. The Torah says by Mechru Bezdin, Ki, Mishnuscha socha avotcha sheishonim. The Torah says, by moicha atzmoi, the kiyamacha chicha kasocha ktoish v'imcha. So if Kesef works, when Bezdin sells him, Kesef will work when he sells himself. Ask the Gemara, ha nichla man dam yalv socha socher. This works according to the opinion that learns this Gzeri Shava. El man da yalv socha socher. But ask the Gemara, according to the opinion that does not learn this Gzeri Shava, we're back to where we started. Mayikla Mamer, how do we know that when somebody sells himself as an Eved Ivri, Kesev is effective? Answers the Gemara. The Pasuk says, regarding the Eved Ivri that was sold to the Nachri, V'chisasig Yad Ger Toshi Imach, Imach, V'nimka L'Ger Toshiv. But the Torah begins this word Pasuk with the word Vav. Moisev Alinyan Rishon. The Torah is adding and saying, V'yimna Elyon, the Pasuk that first speaks about when a Jew sold himself as an Eved Ivri, mitachdim from the next parasha, when a Jew sells himself to a Nachri. And we've explained in our shir that when a Jew sells himself as an Eved to a Nachri, there certainly Kesev is effective. The Vav that connects these two things is going to teach us that if when you sell yourself to a Nachri, Kesev is effective, so too shall it be effective when you sell yourself, when you sell yourself as an Ivri. Ask the Gemara, but we just said there's a man d'amah that doesn't learn the Gzer Shav of Sachar Sachar. Ask the Gemara, man tanim d'loy yal Sachar Sachar. Who is the Tana that does not learn the Gzer Shav of Sachar Sachar? Answers the Gemara, hi Tana, it's the Tana we're going to learn. The Tanya, hamoicha emtsa atzmai nimka l'sheish. He could be sold for 6 years, or even for longer, depending on the deal, how he was sold. Machru Bezdin, if he was sold by Bezdin, however, ain't a nimkalashesh. There's a 6 year maximum. Maich Atzmai, if somebody sold himself and for a certain term, and now he wants to stay longer, ain't a nirtza. There is no option of ritzia. Machru Bezdin, Nirtza. If somebody was sold by Bezdin, there is the option of Ritzia. Meicher Atzma, if somebody sells himself, Eimanikim Loi, we're going to have the Sugya of Hanaka, which we would call severance pay. When somebody sells himself, he's entitled to Hanaka. Machru Bezdin, when somebody sells himself, he's not entitled to Hanaka. Machru Bezdin, Manikim Loi, when he's sold by Bezdin, he is entitled. Somebody who sells himself, the owner cannot give him a shivka kananas to live with and have children. Machru Bezdin, if we sold by Bezdin, Rabbi Moshele shivka kananas. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Zevazeh, whether he was sold by himself or by Bezdin, and in Nimkel Sheish, there's not ever more than a term of 6 years. Zevazeh Nirtza, there is always the option of Nirtza. And Zevazem and Nikolai, both of them are entitled, both types of Eved Ivri are entitled to Anaka. The Zevazem, Rabbi Moshele Shivka Kananas. So suggest the Gemara that what is the machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanim Ma'ala Bahakkavki? The Tanakam lo yal of Sacher Sacher, he doesn't learn the Gzeri Shav of Sacher Sacher. And therefore, the Lochas of Machru Bezdin and Meicher Atzmai don't necessarily travel together, and they can have those halachas b'maych atzmoy, but not b'machru bezdin. Rav Lezer, yalav socher socher, and therefore the Rav Lezer holds whatever is the halacha in one of those cases is the halacha in the other case as well. Says the Gemara, Omer tavyumi mishmei debaya. No, the kul alma yalav socher socher. Everybody agrees with this kseir shava, and therefore, under normal circumstances, the halachas of Meicher Atzmai and the halachas of Machru Bezdin are equivalent. I would just had the machlokes of laws and the Chachamim that in certain circumstances the Chachamim held that the halachas are not the same and the Belozer holds they are the same. Says the Gemara, their machlokes are b'haikra k'mifki on how to explain the psukim that we will Mitzvah Shem learn in our next year in Mitzvah Shem.